Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Word of two more unprovoked attacks in the city. We'll tell you what happened last weekend in Upper Manhattan. First, yesterday's slashing in the East Village.
The Astor Place Cube is a very popular spot to hang out at. But yesterday afternoon, it was suddenly surrounded by police tape and tables and chairs knocked over. A man slashed at his neck. The victim, a guy in his 20s, witnesses saying the attacker seemed to come out of nowhere and do the slashing. No fight before, no yelling, no provocation, but a horrible scene.
Normal, people having food inside. Literally 30 seconds, turn around, heard a commotion. Gentleman was on the floor, holding his neck, blood everywhere. Hunched over, shirtless, trying to hold the back of his neck.
Bleeding badly, that victim taken over to Bellevue for treatment in stable condition. The attacker was last seen running in St. Mark's Place, headed east as cops try to track him down. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the East Village.
Police are out with photos of the suspect in a random slashing last Saturday near Central Park. It happened at around 11 a.m. when a 55-year-old woman was approached by a man near St. Nicholas Avenue and West 111th, just one block from the park. She was stabbed in the lower back with some kind of sharp object before that guy took off. The woman was taken to Mount Sinai Morningside in stable condition. You can see the photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Well, it was just days ago that a 12-year-old was charged with manslaughter in the fatal shooting of his 15-year-old cousin, allegedly while playing with a gun at a home in Brooklyn. Now the city's Department of Education announces a plan to send gun safety resource guides to families. This is actually part of a program spearheaded by the White House.
Parents across the city will now be given step-by-step safe storage information to make sure any guns in their homes are kept nowhere near the hands of their kids and inform them how to safely lock them up. Elected officials are teaming up with the city's Department of Education to make sure parents have access to these resources, coming directly from the White House's Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Mayor Adams says kids often don't realize how serious guns can be.
A simple communication would make parents who have guns in their homes think differently.
Congressman Dan Goldman says safe gun storage lowers the child's chance of getting shot by 85%.
safe gun storage is so important to stop unintentional gun firings.
Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Cops still looking for the man who mugged two women in the subway. That happened last Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon on a southbound M-Train platform in Bushwick. The women were not hurt, but the guy stole their necklaces. Separately, police are looking for the man who allegedly punched a guy on an A-Train last month in Queens. That was Tuesday, May 14th in Ozone Park, when a man who was sleeping awoke to find some guy beating him out of nowhere. The victim was treated on the scene for minor injuries. Well, today is the final day of the current legislative session up in Albany. It's also just days after Governor Hochul made the surprise announcement that she wants congestion pricing placed on hold indefinitely. Well, now comes word that lawmakers are considering a bill to, as the New York Post puts it, give the MTA a glorified IOU to cover the $1 billion that congestion pricing was supposed to bring in over the next 15 years. We'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, there is still plenty of reaction to the governor's decision, including from those in favor.
The president of the Transport Workers Union, Local 100, Richard Davis, said the governor's decision to delay congestion pricing acknowledges a critical failure in the plan.
They didn't add any bus service. They didn't put up new lines, new way of restructuring. They did none of that. They just worried more about how to get more for less.
During the pause, Davis said the MTA must prioritize safety measures and service enhancements before adding any financial burdens to the system's essential workers.
We want the funding, but it can't be a tax on our members. It cannot be on the backs of our TW members. It cannot be on the backs of the people who live and dwell in New York City.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
The suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer now charged in two more murders. Rex Yuerman's attorney, Michael Brown.
He's obviously horrified by new charges, new murder allegations. We didn't have much of a conversation, but new charges are always horrific. And he's in a bad place in terms of the new charges.
Yuerman was arraigned Thursday in the murders of 20-year-old Sandra Costilla, a sex worker who prosecutors say died in July of 2003, and Jessica Taylor, a 28-year-old who was murdered a decade earlier, November 1993. He's already pleaded not guilty to the murders of four other women and is being held without bail. Another round in the fight over transgender athletes in Nassau County, and the question is, will this be the final say? Reports say the Nassau County Legislature will take up a bill that would reinstate the ban on allowing transgender people from participating in women's and girls' sports at county-owned facilities. That's after a state Supreme Court judge shot down the executive order on the matter from County Executive Bruce Blakeman, saying he did not have the authority. Well, the bill is expected to be introduced today, and with Republicans holding 12 of the 19 seats, it is expected to pass. As they say,
time to make the donut.
That's right. The big day has arrived.
Donuts.
It is National Donut Day. And just so you know, this is not some arbitrary thing, okay? It actually commemorates the Salvation Army in 1938, using the first day in June to honor the organization's donut lassies. These were women who traveled to France to serve donuts and other snacks to soldiers during World War I. Well, of course, nowadays it comes with freebies, right? Dunkin' will give you a free classic donut of your choice with a purchase of any beverage. Same for Tim Hortons, but you've got to be a rewards loyalty program member. Krispy Kreme is giving away one free donut per customer, no purchase necessary. That, however, excludes the limited edition ones. And at Dunk Donuts, you get a free cinnamon sugar donut, also no purchase necessary, but in shop only.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Fun.
Well, like something out of the movie Footloose. Now there's a movement in the effort to finally end the dancing ban in New York City. In 2017, city lawmakers repealed the old cabaret law that required businesses to get a license to allow dancing. But it turns out many were ineligible because of the city's zoning code. Councilman Eric Botcher.
If the music catches their fancy and they start, you know, swaying side to side while they're standing up, the owner of the establishment had to think, like, do I have to tell them to stop dancing? Is this dancing or not?
Yeah, Hospitality Alliance head Andrew Ridgie telling New York One, while the city is not enforcing the law, he's been hearing from bar owners that they're concerned.
Let's go,
Well, now an amendment to fix the issue passed yesterday. Botcher telling 1010 Wins to celebrate. He may groove tonight.
I might go out this weekend and dance a little bit just to celebrate the legislation we passed today. And that's what we love about New York City.
Well, Mayor Adams, who's also been called the city's nightlife mayor, supports the change in the law. Changes to some other zoning rules also passed yesterday. This is Mayor Adams' City of Yes business plan.
This is the manufacturing part of the City of Yes, reworking zoning rules that have been in place since the 60s.
Everything was either commercial, industrial, or residential. The theory behind those categories was that they were incompatible. You couldn't live in an industrial area and you couldn't have an office or commercial building in a residential area.
NYU urban policy and planning professor Mitchell Moss says this creates flexibility because now there can be manufacturing in the city where there wasn't before. Council member Bob Holden isn't a fan of the City of Yes.
Don't have a one-size-fits-all on this.
He's concerned with the housing piece of the puzzle. He worries it could drastically alter the charm of the more suburban areas he represents. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Hey, would you like to be your own boss?
Survey says
most Americans would prefer that. Yeah, in fact, the Shopify Gallup Entrepreneurship Study found only 35% of adults want to work for someone else. 62% said it would be better to be their own boss. Out of that group, 52% said they'd be willing to accept a fair amount of financial risk to make it happen. Well, that seemed to be the biggest obstacle. Only 15% said they'd be willing to take a great deal of financial risk. Still, 70% said they are seriously considering starting their own business.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.